A sedate group of about a dozen protesters stood on the corner in a small, affluent community on the way to Lombok Quay. They pumped signs with one hand, the other greeting passing motorists with a friendly wave. Most returned the wave with a smile, some looked puzzled, and a number honked in support. Wendy Grassi, Director of Public Affairs for Planned Parenthood of Southwest and Central Florida, says that Romney's recent support of Mississippi's legislation that could have made birth control and contraception illegal is unacceptable for a modern presidential candidate.
He came out in support of the personhood amendment in Mississippi, which is just outrageous because not only would that prevent women from being able to choose abortion, but it would outlaw the birth control pill. It would outlaw the IUD. It would outlaw in vitro fertilization. This is birth control. This is necessary. This is what prevents abortion. And he has actually come out in support of that amendment. It's pretty outrageous.
Donna Cubitt-Sawyer from the Sarasota Alliance for Fair Elections and Awake the State says that Romney should remember while he is sitting down to a $2,500 a plate dinner, the rest of America is dealing with more immediate issues than the GOP nomination.
Well, I'm here because I think Mr. Romney needs to know that there are many of us who can't afford a $2,500 dinner who have agendas that are very real. One of them is a huge income gap that's growing in this country. I think the top 1% used to make 42 times what the average worker makes. Now it's like 184 times, something like that. Numbers may be a little off. But that's destroying our middle class, and that's what's made America great. And we have to get it back in perspective.
The protesters walked a half mile through Lido Shores to where the dinner occurred. A few neighborhood families stood outside, talking quietly. Peggy Robbins supports Romney, but also believes government should be less restrictive with some social issues.
Well, I'm for Mitt Romney, and I'll probably vote for him if he becomes nominated. But I'm also for Planned Parenthood because I believe in women's choice and women's rights. And I think that there's a lot of circumstances that they have the right to make that choice, and government shouldn't be making it for them.
At the end of this month, Herman Cain will join the growing ranks of GOP hopefuls visiting Sarasota to raise funds and connect with his conservative community. Reporting from Sarasota for WMNF News, I'm Doug Driscoll.